Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm here with Dr. Amit Goswami. We're going to be talking about a great new idea, a university that Dr. Goswami has started. It is Quantum Activism Vishwalami, a university for transformative education. Dr. Goswami has been on Temple of Health multiple times, and the interviews are available at www.plasticos.com. And Dr. Goswami is creator of quantum physics and quantum consciousness. And we'll be talking a little bit about that and how he got the idea to start the university. Welcome, Dr. Goswami.
Thank you, Susan. Glad to be here.
So would you give the listening audience a little bit of your background as a physicist and a retired professor? And how you got the idea to start the university?
Well, I was a conventional physics professor for quite some time before I realized that the way we do physics, there is fundamentally something wrong with it. We do it as a job, as a profession, and not as a pursuit of truth. In other words, the way our educational system has become, it's all doing jobs, and they don't satisfy. People don't have meaning and purpose in their life. I didn't. And I woke up going to a conference to give a talk. I should be happy. Instead, I became jealous of other people, how they're presenting much better than I do. And that jealousy lasted the whole day, and after about like 1 o'clock in the morning, I had this thought coming that why do I live this way? I don't have to. I can do physics in a different way as a pursuit of truth. So I started changing my way of doing physics, integrating physics into my life more, because when you pursue the right archetype with your profession, your thinking, living, and the way you make your living becomes congruent, becomes whole. And that wholeness is a very important thing in our life. It is a foundation of spirituality, this wholeness. So I realized this, and ever since I have been dedicating my life to pursuit of that, exploring that particular archetype and others like love and truth. So that's how it all began, 1973. The research took off in 1985 when I discovered that consciousness is the ground of all being, and that is the message of quantum physics. People miss it because they think quantum physics is about objects. No, quantum physics absolutely, from the beginning, introduces the subject, because without the subject, you cannot convert possibility into actuality. Quantum physics says all objects are possibility. Possibility of what? Possibility of consciousness to choose from. So the subject of the experience is as important as the object. And this is what conventional physicists miss, and this is why quantum measurement problems cannot be solved without bringing consciousness into the affairs of the world. And the rest of it is history. I published a book called Self Our Universe in 1993. That took off, and then a movie was made, Know What the Bleep Do You Know, that made me a little famous. Mm-hmm. So, and this is where I am now establishing a university of transformation, because this is what the world needs. I mean, you have to recognize, I mean, this is America, and of course, most of you have not been born in the 1970s and 80s. And that America was quite different. It's a pulsating, vibrating nation being born of middle class, equality, democracy, wonderful culture and country. And from that to this, 2018, when every day we worry what is going to happen tomorrow, what crazy thing is going to come in Washington, And, you know, this cannot stand. People have lost all decency and not nice to each other even anymore. I mean, this is not America. This is not America. So is this common to just America? No. I go to many countries, and what I find is that this is happening everywhere. Why? Because you have a worldview polarization between religion and scientific materialism, and this worldview polarization has to be breached. Quantum physics formulated based on consciousness gives us a way of integrating science and spirituality, which also happens to be in complete agreement with the spiritual traditions of the world, including Christianity, Hinduism, Judaism, Buddhism, even Islam, what have you. So this is then the way to go. This transformational university will teach people how to balance their negativity so that they can come back to decency again, they can come back to creativity again, they can come back to living in happiness once again.
So can you give the contact information that people would go to find out about the university?
Okay, so this is www.amitgoswami.org, amitgoswami.org. This is one address, and the other one is quantumactivism.org, quantumactivist.org, quantumactivist.org, and the other one is Amit Goswami, .org.
And how is it set up? How is the university set up?
So the university will be both proximity education and online, most of it online. We have two proximity sessions, each consisting of 10 days. The first one begins this August 31st to September 9th. Second one will be February 1 to 10. But except for these two segments, the rest of the two semesters will be online. There will be video courses. There will also be continuation of the courses that people will take in proximity. There will be webinars. There will be contacts on a student forum. And faculty and students will interact very closely. It's a transformational university. Each student will get some guidance about how to transform. They will be taught meditation, practices, and most importantly, get a thorough grounding of how to think quantum and how to live quantum. Creativity, science of manifestation, how to manifest your intentions, these are part and parcel of it. There will be two emphases, one on economics and business, the other one is on mental and physical health. Society as well. For those who have an artistic bent or social bent, they also will find a third avenue to pursue.
It seems that most every type of endeavor that there is, be it, you know, healthcare, law, government, business, philosophy, anything that you choose, is better understood if you study it not in just the world of three dimensions. It's almost like all the magic happens and all the explanations come in when you consider that we live in a multidimensional world rather than just a limited world. So it seems to me your university is introducing this in any field that is ready to open up. I know medicine really is ready to open up into the higher level where downward causation, which is something that you've written in your books and we've talked about on the radio show, downward causation of disease is a way to really understand how mental and emotional disruptions can cause physical disease. So these are all very, very important concepts in medicine. And without them, if you only are in third dimension, then everything has to be physically based. and not of the mind or of the spirit, then you miss out on probably at least half of all causation.
And you miss out on your own potentiality. The fact is
yes.
that our brain, through evolution, has gotten a huge amount of negativity. We all know
yeah.
that. We remember negative things much more than positive things. We have negative emotional brain circuit to which we react every day, and that affects our health, as you just mentioned, mental health as well. So all this, what is the remedy? The remedy is to recognize that we have potentiality of change, potentiality of tremendous amount of positivity and happiness. And quantum physics and this quantum science that we are now developed, we have developed it now fully, almost fully. I have written in the last year a book called Everything Answer Book, and I take the title very seriously. Quantum science can give answers to every field of human endeavor. Any question you can ask, we can address it. I'm not saying that we have found the answers to every detail. No, by all means, enormous amount of research will have to be done. But the basic ideas are all now supported by brain research, by neuroscience. It's a mm-hmm. wonderful two-prong approach that we have taken, you know, theory based on quantum science and neuroscience and the science of the body. This is also developing vital energy. These two sciences are going hand in hand, experimental science, to give support to the new paradigm.
So what are some of the areas that you see the university growing into in terms of topics that will be covered?
Well, one of the beautiful strengths that we have is that at the same time that we will teach the educational program, we are also building a quantum village where people will actually apply the ideas they will develop at the university level and apply them to how to build a society, how to build a community based on those mm-hmm. same ideas. So people who are, for example, not interested in taking a regular job which will put them into meaningless tasks, just as job, but instead want to explore their own archetype, love, beauty, justice, truth, abundance, even power, wholeness, of course, they can within this quantum village. So we'll have a 300-acre piece of land, and we will build our own community there, the graduates of this university. So it is a very profound plan of both personal and social change.
And I know that you've got a science section planned, and I guess more of a health care section planned. Do you have something for business?
Yes. We have also formulated a way that Adam Smith's capitalism fell short by only allowing for materials, goods, and services. But, of course, this is not correct even the way we do capitalism today. There's a lot mm-hmm. of meaning that is sold, except that some of it is sold in a non-business fashion. Although we know that universities are big businesses, but they get by a peculiar arrangement between government and university, it is really university gets a free dole of huge amount of tuition that students borrow from the government. And government affiliation, I'm not saying they directly borrow from the government, there are banks which are intermediary. And that's how they pay to the university, and the universities just increase their tuition, keep on increasing the tuition. It's a complex scandal, what is going on in higher education. So this system got to change. And what do we learn? We also don't learn very much. No, it's the job training. Mm-hmm. So we also have to bring in learning. So economics, going back to economics, this meaning is what is supposed to be the commodity of universities. But it isn't anymore. That's what I'm trying to say. They're supposed to be business of meaning. So even Adam Smith's capitalism, the way we apply it is all dependent on quite a bit of selling of meaning. Another example is church, which also sells a commodity, which is goodness and values and meaningful things. So again, they're also peddlers of meaning. But we don't count it properly. Of course, we sell books. That is a direct business of meaning. So what I'm trying to say is that it is not purely material goods that's its object of the economy. And now that we have discovered vital energy that we feel, and there is technologies now that can bring vital energy to the various items that you consume, like food and water and what have you, and really contribute to our health, this vital energy sector will become a very big sector. So a combination of, and human beings themselves, because human beings can be cultivated as commodities. This idea came to me when I met a sage in India, in Rishikesh. I was walking the Ganges with my wife, and suddenly a door opens, and people say, a person came out and said, would you like to hear Laughing Baba? I became very curious because Laughing Baba is a very unusual name. Why Laughing Baba? Does he laugh all the time? So we went in and I sat down. Baba is speaking in a language, Hindi, which I don't quite understand. So my attention went to looking at what is happening. And all of a sudden, I noticed that everybody has a smile on their face. And then I realized that in the presence of this stage, you become happy. And I examined my own interior. I was happy. I had a smile, too, on my face. For entire 2 hours, those 2 hours I will forever remember and cherish. I never have been happier in my life. Well, once or twice, yes. I had my own personal experience of direct happiness. But except for that, these 2 hours are forever cherished because in the presence of this person, you could be happy. So imagine if you could train people of such ability, such capacity, which you can, because the theory of creativity is now completely discovered with the help of quantum physics. So anybody can transform. This is our point, and we will take our people, our students, towards transformational goals to a substantial amount. We are promising like there will be much improvement in the way that we deal with emotion for our students. So pay special attention to emotional intelligence, because this really, really takes us away from productivity and creativity, the negative emotions. And we have the key to solve that problem.
Yeah, that's important. A lot of energy is wasted both in corporations and in personal lives with negative emotion. It's just the energy sink. So how do people sign up for your university?
On the website, quantumactivism.org, there are already details of how to register. And you just follow the registration procedure, and there you are. Our plan is totally international. Faculty is international. Actually, first year, this plan is now only for the first year because you have to get certain legal hurdles to start the master's and PhD where we are eventually going. But this first year, entirely based on my own work, and I will be teaching every course personally with the help of two great associates who have been trained by me, personally. Mm-hmm. One is Dr. Ramona Onisar, Ramona Valentina Onisar. She is an MD, but also mm-hmm. trained in acupuncture, Ayurveda, meditation. So she is also an alternative medicine doctor. So she is the epitome of what we're trying to teach, integrative medicine based on quantum science. Mm-hmm. The other person is Dr. Anil Sinha, who is he's an M.Tech engineer and also a businessman in his own right. So he has been working with me for a couple of years and a tremendous, insightful man of a huge amount of organizational and business abilities. So those two people will be helping me, and the mm-hmm. three of us will do all the teaching in the first year. Second year, we have an international faculty of 12 people ready to teach a variety of courses, more in the style of what you need. I mean, we will not deviate from traditional universities too much, although we are always going to emphasize experiential, the meditational and transformational aspect of things, because today we are in a unique situation where not only we can teach transformation, we can help people transform, we can even measure their transformation. We now have ways to measure if you have transformed or not. Books are coming out on neuroscience where they find evidence of everything that the mystics have talked about before. Like when you have an enlightenment experience, what happens? You have gamma waves in your brain, all over the brain. You have non-locality. Locality is the idea that things are confined in a little place. Non-locality is the idea things communicate instantly in the brain. So things communicate instantly in the brain. All the apparatuses start working in synchrony. I mean, how does this happen? I mean, only because brain is a place where consciousness can descend, either in its fullness, when the brain mm-hmm. becomes all over brain, or in very limited capacity, which is what we experience normally, the people's ego. So why should people live in this constricted consciousness when the whole sky is available for them to live? This is the message that we are trying to bring to people. That you have huge potentiality, the society is neglecting it because religion has failed, scientific materialism is an abysmal failure, and now it's time to wake up to quantum science, take charge of our potentialities, and fulfill some of these potentialities.
I was thinking, too, that if you have a cinema-type education or a film developing curriculum, it would be really good to develop the follow-up educational videos on quantum theory so that could be put out, because it seems that, to me anyway, with What the Bleep Do You Know or Do We Know, actually seeing the demonstrations that were in that movie helped mm-hmm. me and other people really understand what was being said rather than just reading about it.
Yes, we are very aware of it. And indeed, right now we are doing more videos in the style of lectures and ideas of simple exercises, experiential exercises. That's the way we'll do the video series. But this idea that you suggested, we have a filmmaker working with us already, and this will happen. We are actually planning a sequel to What the Bleep Do We Know, although, they have copyright, I'm sure, so we won't publicize it that way. But it is a story of actual transformation that we'll tell through this movie. And it is happening. I have a very large number of followers in South America, in Brazil and Argentina. The Brazilians are very, very active in quantum activism, and they too will be participating in this university in Jaipur, India. So the conjunction is very, very good. I also have a very good following in Europe, Italy, and of course in America, Canada, and Mexico. So I think the movement is catching, and quantum physics is getting a huge amount of traction. People have started paying attention. They're applying it to various fields. So all this is very, very good sign that this is the right time to take it one level further, namely teach people on the basis of this new quantum science. It can revolutionize education. What Henry Thoreau did centuries ago, we are doing it today in our education once again. Education will become extremely more even. Everybody talks about the failures. Nobody knows the solution. We have a solution.
So you were talking about the second year curriculum. Can you go into any more detail about what is planned for the second year? I know it's only in the idea stage now, but...
Yes, thank you for asking. This is basic because, of course, you know, people will be interested after getting the certification. The certification courses are really to make people comfortable with the new worldview. Once you learn the worldview, once you learn to apply it, then you can take critically all the stuff that is the subject of usual university curriculum, but now look at them from this new worldview point of view. So this will be a distributed over three different fields. One is, of course, physical and mental health. The other one is business and economics. The third one is society, how to build a quantum society, participatory society. So we'll have politics, economics again. We will have social sciences, sociology. We will have evolution. How did we get this way? How can we make it better? We'll also have creativity and arts and all that to give people a direct idea of how to be creative. That too will be in that part, society. So people interested in humanities and social sciences can go into that one. Our business students, of course, will go into business and economics and health. This is the big one because quantum integrative medicine is the future of medicine. It's a very cost-effective way of treating people, and it just makes a huge amount of difference. I meet people every day, allopathic doctors who are already somewhat unofficial way, but they are already using various methods of alternative medicine in an integrative fashion that quantum science enables them to, and they are very happy doing it. I wrote a book called Quantum Doctor on this in 2004. The book is still very popular, and this really is changing the medical profession towards an integration. So that will be one of our major emphasis, because this also serves the wholeness archetype, and wholeness archetype will play the central role in our educational program, instead of archetype of self being the central role in past spiritual improvement programs. Time has come to recognize that the self archetype takes us away from the world, whereas the wholeness archetype enables us to study the same things, transform the same way, be happy almost all the way, but remain in the world. So we never destroy the ego like traditional religion is trying to do. And this is a huge, huge, huge progress in terms of also how we engage in spirituality. So people who come purely for spirituality, they are also very welcome. We'll have a Guru Kula program. This is an ancient Indian program where students and teachers work very closely in a community-oriented way. We have a quantum life management program where such Gurukula way of teaching will come back. So if you want to be just learn spirituality, engage in spirituality and seek enlightenment, you can also do that under the aegis of this university.
Yeah, I recently went to the Mir Baba Center in Myrtle Beach, and I was reading his work, Universal Intelligence, which was absolutely fabulous on enlightenment. I think enlightenment is something that can be taught. After reading that book, I didn't realize it was so scientific. And I'm sure you're aware of Mir Baba and his work
of
here.
Course.
Yeah, he wrote about 40 books, and I'm just fascinated by how well he communicated spirituality and really scientifically.
Yes, yes. I mean, the quantum science is even better, doing even better than what Mir Baba did. He did very well for his time, but you know, it was about quite a few decades before quantum physics and meaning of quantum physics became clear. So he doesn't use quantum physics. He uses as much the avant-garde science as he could in his time. But now the science has become really attained perfection. Now we are comparing with experimental data and finding verification. The ideas like ego and the self beyond ego, which I call quantum self, which people can actually experience through these teachings that we'll be doing, and experience can be verified at the same time measuring brain waves. These are just absolutely unexpected gifts of science that we have gotten today. And once one looks at quantum physics and neuroscience together, and also the biology of feeling, you just come away convinced. So there is just no way that any of it can be debated. When theory is supported by experimental data, then only the fool stays away from it. And especially when technology is already becoming available based on this theory and experimental data. So we have a very solid basis. This is the first institution where science and spirituality will be integrated and will be the basis of teaching in a solid way. We do have some transformational institutions of teaching in America and elsewhere, but they are all based on philosophy. And therefore, certain conceptions don't quite gel. Whereas we will be completely based on science. Every idea that we'll teach will be a scientifically verifiable idea. And many of them, as I said, neuroscience and this new science of feeling, they are verifying it.
Yeah, quantum theory is probably, I mean, I don't know if this is really true, but it seems that quantum theory is the only area of science that I've ever read about that actually goes beyond our third-dimensional world. Would you
Absolutely.
Agree with that? That's
because
why
from
it's
the, from
a great
the beginning. I mean, the power of quantum science is so enormous. The first word you learn is objects are possibilities, waves of possibility. So where do they live?
Right.
These objects have to live outside of space and time. In space and time, there is no possibility.
Right.
Everything is actuality. So we right away, we predict this other dimension of reality, other domain of reality. So this this is a tremendous achievement because also experimentally, things have been verified. No, this domain of reality where communication is instantaneous, this instantaneous communication has been verified with experimental data back in 1982. I mean, that was some time ago. It's amazing that in these 36 years since that monumental experiment, we still are holding on to Newtonian physics. And this is what we need to change, and we are going to change it. And education is the only way. So our university will be the first university based on quantum worldview. We will just throw out Newtonian worldview, not Newtonian physics. That still applies to engineering and macro world quite a bit. But we are going to open up scientific arena so that it can embrace spirituality and transformation once again.
Now, you wrote about quantum activism. Would you like to explain that and how its role is in the university?
Yes. Quantum activism is how this idea of transformation started. I noticed a huge amount of resistance that scientists have, not because they don't see the follies of their science. Like, every biologist knows that Darwin's theory has shortcomings. Not that it's completely wrong, but it does not explain much of the data. Similarly, physicists know that Newtonian physics is wrong, and Newtonian physics has to be gotten rid of when we deal with human beings and the brain. Brain scientists are very aware that their data just cannot be explained on the basis of Newtonian physics. Newtonian physics says only the kind of thing that we call the ego can exist in the brain. Even then, they never really give an experience of subject. And this is the kind of thing that quantum physics solves. And this that is its power. It brings consciousness into the affair. And in that way, the whole education becomes very, very different. So we have this quantum possibilities and how to explore them. What are the possibilities? What the possibilities give us, not only the material experience, but also the experience of thinking, feeling, and intuition. What we intuit is the archetypes. They give us purpose of life. And mind brings meaning. These are things that materialists cannot include in their philosophy. So they, of course, people engage with meaning anyway. I mean, nobody listens to scientists when they say there is no meaning. But still, because scientists constantly say that, we lose something in society. Society itself becomes a little bit callous towards meaningful things. I mean, notice the meaninglessness that we pursue today on the internet, especially on the social media. It has become that way, and the young people are starved for meaning and purpose in their life. And this is what gave me the idea of having this university and quantum activism. So quantum activism is the idea that you don't have to live this way. You can change. We can change ourselves and our society using the quantum principle. I have spoken of only one quantum principle so far, the principle of immediate connection, instant connection, which is called non-locality. But there are two other principles which are also very, very valuable. One is called principle of discontinuity, quantum leaps. Quantum leap, of course, is used every day today, and people know that phrase, but the meaning is a discontinuous jump. When an electron jumps from one atomic orbit to another, it does not go through the intermediate space.
Mm-hmm.
How does it do it? Well, it's one of the laws of physics. It does it. And so do we. We, when we take a creative, when we have a creative insight, we leap directly from previous thought into new thought without going through any intermediate steps. So we have the capacity, same capacity as the electron, to do this in our mind, with our mind. So non-physical entities like mind, vital energies, archetypes, they are being introduced to the new science. And how do we introduce them? Through the intermediary of consciousness. And therefore, all those past objections to introducing non-physical quantities have gone away. Can we measure non-physical quantities? Yes, we can. That's the breakthrough. We can measure vital energies today. We can measure mental energies as well with the help of the brain. So these two breakthroughs has to be brought into the attention of the public, the breakthroughs in experimental and breakthrough in theory. This is why I started activism. Because, you know, scientists are just too afraid. It's amazing how many scientists change their mind as soon as they retire. But while they are not retired, they really are on a leash. Richard Feynman once said that scientists work with a straitjacket scientific materialism is correct. So he said one has to do that because he believed in scientific materialism, but one does not have to do that. Now we have the quantum world we fully understood. In Feynman's time, it was not understood yet. But now that we understand it, there is no reason for people to wear the straitjacket that everything is matter only. No, there is spirituality, there is meaning, there is the archetype which gives us purpose. So we don't have to live this way. So quantum activism is a program for changing yourself and the society. So this university, which we are calling Quantum Activism Vishalaya, Vishalaya means home of the world. So this is the activism of home of quantum activism, and also teaching people quantum activism, how to change the world, how to change themselves. This really is the summary of the goal of the university, the mission. Vision and mission of the university.
There's another very interesting extension of the idea of quantum leap that is we're probably in right now. You've heard about the energy from the galactic center coming in and causing a ascension process of the planet and the people that are able to ascend with it. This is like the ultimate example of quantum leap, in my opinion. What do you think of that idea?
Well, this is an even more advanced idea that has to be introduced in order to go with those kinds of things. There is the very enormous opportunity that dark matter, this new discovery, has created. So this kind of thing, which would be kind of incredible even a few decades ago, is no longer so incredible because dark matter can be everywhere, and it is everywhere. It's 25% of the universe, whereas visible matter is only 5%. So what is the constitution of so much dark matter? So one can now speculate. Of course, we have to have experimental data. And the data just are beginning, so I won't make too much comment on it because, you know, it is at such a beginning level that making too much headway in it is impossible at this stage. But what I'm saying is that the human condition is just so much better than what we experience today. And so much potentiality is available, you know, as Deepak Chopra says, infinite potentiality. Why are we ignoring it? I mean, this is ridiculous. Why are we not exploring some of these potentialities and really manifest them in our lives and become more creative, more productive, and most importantly, more happy?
Mm-hmm. That's true. Well, I think that with the ascension energies coming in, that that the ideas that your university is going to be developing and promoting will be completely in line with these new energies, and
yes.
That's why I think you were guided to do the university, because it's going to be needed in the new in the new energies.
Yes, I am sure that there is some validity in this. I mean, you know, many people propose that there are overall many more civilizations in the universe, and question of connection to them has intrigued us since Carl Sagan started extraterrestrial idea of extraterrestrial beings. But these are very serious ideas, and the idea that you were suggesting that there are many civilizations who can contact us, who have contacted us, and because they are more spiritually developed, and we are just beginning to enter that kind of spiritual development, so that will enable us to connect to the rest of the universe too. So these ideas will gradually enter, but as I said, right now it's so speculative. I don't want to, as a scientist, want to engage too much with it, because, you know, people have the habit of not doing what is necessary to do now. Now we need to transform. Unless we transform, these connections will not even happen. Because we can transform, we finally have the scientific breakthrough, having the know-how. We know how mm-hmm. to transform. Now the job of people, I hope the listeners will listen with enthusiasm and check our website and check our education and see what happens. Just 1 year. You give us 1 year, we'll change you. And when you change, you will be happier. You'll be more productive. You'll be more creative and more spiritual. You'll be more integrated. Mm-hmm. And this needs to happen before we can explore all these other connections that will open up to us.
Yeah, templates need to be built. A new template for healthcare is very important. New templates for law. I mean, an incredible amount of energy is wasted in the justice system and really doesn't create justice for a great deal of the people that enter the justice system. So new templates need to be built for all of these institutions because they were really built on the wrong theories. They were built on the wrong level of consciousness. And
yeah,
so rebuilding the templates is what the university does.
Absolutely the most important point to make. Justice is a good case. I did not mention justice too much, but it will be part of our social curriculum. The justice that we do today is very, very legalistic. I mean, we sometimes take pride that America is a country of laws, but country of laws cannot really manage. Look at how Donald Trump is violating the laws every day, and we are completely helpless. He is saying that he can commit murder, and he cannot be punished because he is the president. This is what laws are about. Laws that human beings enact are never going to completely safeguard our ideals. It has to be legality connected, supplemented by morality. There has to be some change in people. And this, we lost sight under the aegis of scientific materialism. Everything has to be just matter-based. So laws is the best we can do, is the idea that Harvard and Princeton and those people try to sell. That idea does not work. We got to bring also the idea of morality. We also have to bring the idea of conscience. These things are real, but people have to transform before they have one. So we teach people transformation, which will bring conscience back, and then legality can combine with morality. We'll have a truly good criminal justice system. This is one of our priorities to develop. I didn't mention it before, that this will be part of the social curriculum, and politics too. And politics, look at how politics is done.
Right.
Power, which is the archetype of politics, political leadership, power is so misused. Power is not supposed to be used for yourself in democracy. The whole idea of democracy is to empower people, ordinary people, so that people can participate in the process. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
And today, you know, we have completely forgotten the writings of Thomas Jefferson, writings of Madison, and we are doing things in a way that absolutely is anti-American. So when I hear we'll make America great again, I cringe. What America great again? We are going backwards. We have forgotten completely the message that the founding fathers were trying to give us.
Mm-hmm.
And those are tremendous messages. All people are created equal. Where have we heard such messages except in the great spiritual tradition? And then our constitution has it as the basic point. All people are created equal. But how do we create equality unless we empower people to participate? And today we have such an elitist society that we have gotten completely away from the democratic ideal. So we will teach how to put society together again. How to make people participate. Quantum society. That is a big, big part of the university.
Yeah, I think one of the most important things that is happening now is that the core of negativity within the government is going to be cleaned up with the there's about 30,000 indictments about to come down, and there's theories that at least a third, maybe a half of our elected officials, including judges, are being blackmailed in order to change or keep status quo what the powers that be want to keep status quo. And I think Trump working with the military to get this justice done is what is going to change things for the better. And, you know, whether or not you agree with Trump's policies or not is irrelevant. If he is able with the military to get to the, to clean up, as he said, drain the swamp, then the people will be able to go into politics and not be blackmailed and not be controlled by, a negative system that is quite
But of course,
cleaning that up is the first priority, because otherwise, are blackmailed. These people are blackmailed after they're drugged and then photos taken. I mean, it's not that you can escape this blackmail. It has nothing to do with your morals. It has to do with, the corruption that is inherent.
There is enormous corruption. Unfortunately, this is another subject.
That has to be cleaned up. And I think that's what Trump and the military is doing.
I hope there is substance in what you are hearing. But of course, the outward symptoms that we get from Washington is not
Wait until what happens next week.
Things will make it very clear what
has been happening.
Until
that's cleaned up, we will not have a government that is honest and moral people are able to go into.
We believe in complete inclusivity, so nobody is excluded, and anybody who can claim this one is very welcome to do it, because it has to be done. But the people's responsibility is also primary. We have, our country is ours, so we cannot expect just our leaders to do things for us. We also have to do our share. We also have to transform. We have become very complacent in living in the very base level of the human condition, with negative emotions rampant and using it for justifying sexism, racism, all this stuff that people are rightfully protesting today. But because, these are not 21st century stuff. We are supposed to have already dealt with it in the last century. But obviously we have not. And questions we have to ask constantly is questions of self-examination. What do we need to do? Quantum science is giving us an avenue of taking personal responsibility. Yes, we need good leaders, and if leaders can clean up the swamp, that's great. But we are the swamp. So why don't we clean ourselves up also? This is the view that transformational education takes, and I think we have to proceed on both barrels. I mean, we have both barrels. We have government and leadership. Let them do their share too. But people have to do their share as well. And responsibility and creativity come together. Viktor Frankl, the great philosopher, once said, we have to supplement the Statue of Liberty in the East Coast by a Statue of Responsibility in the West Coast. We really need that. We really need to take responsibility for our own change, and of course, change the society through our change. Go ahead, please.
We're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give the contact information one more time?
Okay, one more time. You can get all the information in two websites. One is my personal website, amitgoswami.org, amitgoswami.org. And the other one is the university's website, quantumactivism.org, quantumactivism.org. And if you look at any of these two websites, they will get all the information you need to register, what courses are being offered, their details, the faculty profile, the way to the payments involved, the money involved, the amount of time involved, all the dates, everything, all the information that you need to proceed further will be right there in the website. Okay? Please write to us. Please respond, because we need you to change. And we have the know-how to provide you some very needed education that finally we can fulfill. This responsibility is available now. It's, we can take responsibility for ourselves.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Goswami. It's been a great pleasure talking to you about the new university.
Thanks, Susan, for inviting me. This has been a great conversation. Thank you.
We've been interviewing Dr. Amit Goswami on the Quantum Activism University. Next week, we will be interviewing Dr. Eric Love on the Bach Flower Essences, and then Dean Slater on natural meditation. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.